openness to the world. In 1980, Quebecers were more open to the rest of the world than they have been in 1905. This was because of events such as World War I and World War II, which had brought Quebecers in direct contact with people from Europe and the rest of the world. Other happier events like Expo 67 in 1967 and the Olympic Games in 1976 also helped Quebecers discover new cultures. In addition, Quebecers were traveling more and more outside of Quebec, and this allowed them to discover other countries. Television, a window on the world. The arrival of television in the 1950s allowed Quebecers to see pictures of the rest of the world without leaving home. From 1955 on, most Quebec homes had a television, and 10 years later, almost every single home had one. Television shows that originated in the United States put Quebecers in contact with American cultures. In addition, television allowed Quebecers to share important moments such as the landing on the moon in 1969 with the rest of the world. Expo 67. In 1967, Montreal played host to the World's Fair. This event marked the Canada's centennial and Montreal's 325th anniversary. Expo 67 lasted 6 months, and 50 million people visited the 90 pavilions constructed specifically for this event. Expo 67 marked Quebec's openness to the world. Quebecers and visitors from all around the world came to Montreal to see these wonders of the world. Expo 67 also helped Montreal to become known as the world-class city. The 1976 Montreal Olympic Games. Less than 10 years after Expo 67, Montreal was once center stage when it was awarded the 1976 Summer Olympic Games. Among other things, this event was marked by Nadia Comaneci's perfect score in gymnastics. It attracted 7,000 athletes, thousands of visitors, and television networks from around the world. During the so few days of the game, the eyes of the world were on Montreal. The Olympic Games were another occasion for Quebecers to discover the world.